In the readings today, we see a couple of things that are of absolute importance. First of all, one cannot help but to recognize the difference between the first bishops of the church and the bishops of 21 centuries later. We listen to what Peter and John had to say to this lame man. Silver and gold we have not. What I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, rise and walk. Now, I'm not suggesting that bishops should be out working miracles. But what I am suggesting is that instead of seeking silver and gold, they should be giving what they have, Jesus Christ. I haven't seen that in very many bishops, or many priests for all that matter. It's about the blasted money. As Mother Teresa used to say, God has all the money in the world. I don't have to worry about the money. Worry about souls. Worry about what we're supposed to be worried about. Not all this nonsense. But it really comes down then to the question that we see in the gospel. And this is the essence of it, not only for the bishops and the priests, but for every one of us. Peter, do you love me? Notice he didn't say, Peter, do you believe in me? Peter, do you love me? That's the real issue. Do we have faith in Jesus? No problem. Do we love Jesus? Big problem. I pointed out before, and you notice how Jesus has to keep coming down and down and down. First, it's, do you love me more? Then it's, do you love me? Well, then it's, are you my friend? Yeah, the word that's used there is love. It's a different word. So Jesus is looking for a certain point. Peter had professed his faith in Jesus. He believed in him. That wasn't the issue. And here he's even able to say, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. But it's not the kind of love that Jesus was looking for. So we look at our own selves. How often do we fall into the trap of thinking, well, as long as I have all these consolations, then I can love Jesus. But if things get difficult, yeah, not so much. As long as he does what I want him to do, then I love him. But when he doesn't do what I want, well, then I'm not so sure. In other words, note the selfishness that's in there. As long as it's what I want, that's not love. We have an emotional feeling. We have some gratitude because he's doing what we want him to do. That's not love. So he's looking for us to love him. And if you truly love somebody, number one, you're never going to be embarrassed of the person. And number two, you want everybody else to know. When you, well, it doesn't happen very often, but if you were to walk down the street and there was somebody who was totally in love, it's pretty obvious. You can't miss it. Well, how about somebody who's in love with Jesus? Should be pretty obvious, shouldn't it? How often have we seen it? Do we even see it in ourselves? So maybe that's the real issue. Got to remove the romance and all that kind of nonsense from this. And we need to ask ourselves, number one, do I love Jesus? More importantly, am I in love with Jesus? That's what it really is about. Because when the apostles could look at this man, and say, "What I have, I give you." They didn't just believe in Jesus. They had Jesus because they were in love with Jesus. And they wanted other people to be in love with Jesus. Again, that's the beauty of this. Again, it's not quite like being in love on the human level, because it's not about just me and Jesus. Yeah, he should be my beloved, but he should be your beloved, and I should want him to be your beloved. It's not just an exclusive thing between the two of us. No, we want him to be loved by everybody. That's the beauty of this. The selfishness is gone. Again, listen to the apostles. What I have, I give you. They didn't say, no, Jesus is mine. No, they had Jesus, and they wanted others to have him. And note also the beauty of this when it is that way. The apostles didn't lose anything. They gave Jesus to this man, but they still had him as well. They did not have him any less because this man had him as well. They still had the fullness of the Lord. And now this man could have the fullness of the Lord as well. So again, we can ask our own selves, where is my focus? Is it on the Lord? Is it on silver and gold? Or is it on something else? Whatever that something else is, it all comes down to one thing. Guess we can say, is my focus on Jesus or is my focus on me? Why else would we want the silver and gold? Because of me. Why would we want the position? Because of me. Why do we want all the material stuff? Because of me. It's all about, it's either me or it's the Lord. So which is it? Now, obviously, yeah, we live in the world, so we have to be able to have money to pay bills. I'm not saying we should all run around with nothing. I'm just simply saying, where's the focus? Is it about the Lord? Could we actually, honestly look at somebody and say, what I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene. Could we actually honestly say that? Only somebody who's in love with Jesus can say that. And anyone can say it. But to actually mean it, to actually desire that for somebody and the good of somebody, you're only going to do that not just because you have faith in Jesus, because you love Jesus. Obviously, he has to have faith before you can love him. So we believe. Now we need to go deeper, because that's the question that our Lord asked. That's the reason the apostles were able to do what they did. That is the same reason why the saints have been able to do what they have done for 2,000 years. Because they loved the Lord. They first had to have faith. Remember, I've told you that before, that Franciscan priest from Detroit, when he was talking about Father Solanus Casey. And I'm sure he didn't intend it maybe the way that it came out, but it was what he said was so profound. The difference between Father Casey and the rest of us, he said, is that he believed what Jesus said. Like, really? What a concept. We don't read the Bible and say, oh, that's fake, that's false, I don't believe it. But do we really believe it? Father Solanus lived it. He believed Jesus said it. It's true, therefore, this is the case. It's that kind of faith that we have to have first. And then building upon that, that we love him. And that we grow in love with him. That becomes the next challenge for each one of us. Do we really want to grow in love with the Lord? As I've told you before, it's one of my greatest frustrations that I look at married people and they do not want to grow in love. They just want the status quo. We've figured out how to live this way, just leave us alone. We're okay, we love each other. That's nice, I'm glad you do. Are you in love with each other? Are you loving each other more? Do you want to love each other more? Most married couples say, no, we're just fine the way we are. So now let's bring it over to the Lord. Do you want to love Jesus more? Well, that's a problem. Because if I love Jesus more, guess what? He's going to ask me to give up more stuff. He's going to ask me to die to myself. He's going to ask me to put him first instead of putting me first. No. I like it the way it is. I have Jesus in my life over in this corner, and I don't let him get out. I don't want him to have too much of my life. But I want him there. He doesn't want to be in the corner. He wants to be at the center. He is God. And so that's the great challenge. Let's maybe reverse this, what we heard in the gospel. Jesus starts high and he keeps coming down. Maybe for us, we need to look the other way. Maybe we're at that bottom level. Do you love me? Can you love me more? Can you love me with your whole heart and soul and strength? That's the way that we want to be moving. We want that, to love him more. That's what he desires. And that's what we should be desiring as well. It sounds pretty wonderful, and it is. But we know it comes with a cost. But that cost, in quotes, is freedom. It is total freedom. So we don't need to be afraid. But we do have to answer the question, do you love me?